Jacques Maude with Brise Glace on CBC Radio 3. Now, that song, Brise Glace, there's some howling, there's some yelling, kind of screaming at the end, and perhaps you're a big fan of some interesting screechy noises. And if you are, you may actually like this song called Hockey Scores. It is now the top rated submission for the Hockey Night in Canada theme. We're about to talk to Logan Obey from Aurora, Ontario, from his home, the creator of this theme entry. But I thought, you know what, if you haven't heard it yet, now is time. Now is the time to perhaps embrace what could be the next Hockey Night in Canada theme. What I think is most appropriate is the gunshots before the air horn. Now on the phone right now from Aurora is Logan Obey, the creator of this Hockey Scores theme. Logan, how are you doing?
I'm not bad. How about you?
I'm good, but I'm starting to realize that this theme has actually created quite a buzz all over town.
Yeah, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
So we're not the first people to contact you, obviously.
No, it's been all over the place, actually, in the last few days. On Saturday, it was in the Globe and Mail, and this morning I had an interview with an AM station out of Kelowna, and just a few hours ago, CBC News crew was here filming a piece for The National tonight.
So you're going to be on the National News broadcast?
Yeah. I sort of break apart the song and explain the different pieces of it in depth.
Okay, so why don't you do that for us now? I would really like to know about the screaming babies as well.
Okay, so it starts off with the percussion, which is basically drum. It's the drums of gunshots, explosions, that kind of thing, because hockey's a very rough sport. You're going to get all your teeth knocked out, and you're going to get pucks in the face and stuff like that. And that's sort of, the gun is sort of like someone shooting the puck, sort of the same kind of thing. And the sheep, they're sort of the softer side. They use that to complement the guns because the sheep are comforting. People in Canada, hockey's a comfort for them. So that's where I got that idea, the two kind of contrast but go together.
Are you saying that hockey fans are sheep?
No. Okay. I guess you could interpret it that way, but that's not what I was going after.
All right, now lead us into the crying baby.
Okay, well, the baby, that basically, it's a childlike wonder. Every time you watch hockey, it's just so awe-inspiring. It's like it brings you back to the days when you're a child and you remember your first game, seeing your first fight. So I thought it just made sense.
Now, when you were planning the song out, did you actually plan it that way? Or is this just a kind of, you put the song out there, people started noticing, now you're like, oh my God, I've got this sheep. I've got to explain the sheep.
Well, I don't know. I tried to do my best to embody the true spirit of the sport. So I went through, you might see, I'm not sure if you can use it, but on The National tonight, I sort of made a little chart trying to explain what I've done. So I'm doing my best to give it a logical meaning, even though it was originally like just the core gut feeling that I got when I thought of hockey.
So this isn't a joke then? This actually is a very serious entry?
Well, I'm just trying to show what I think hockey is like. And it seems like a lot of people are starting to understand my vision, but I know there are a lot of people who still, they might not quite get it. But if you listen to it a few times, as I've said before and have other people have said, it does grow on you. You'll start to understand it a little more. You might start to enjoy it.
Now, originally, though, were you just trying to take the piss out of this whole idea of coming up with a theme?
Or? I don't know. That's what I felt was hockey.
Now, do you, if you were a judge, if you're looking at it on the other side of the glass, if you will, what would you think about?
Well, I can understand how they might not get it. They might not think this would work. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really expecting at this point to win. I'm just trying to give another insight into hockey. I'm trying to show my view on this, possibly the view of many people in my generation.
Now, are you a musician yourself?
At times, I play around with it, yeah.
But by trade, what are you doing?
I'm a web developer, mostly.
Ah.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you had to, have you been taking some time off because of the popularity of this song?
Well, this is the first day I've had to take off, and I'm still trying to do a bit of work from home.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I have been going in. I'm still getting the work done. I'm not letting this go to my head too much.
I see. Now, have you entered contests like this before?
No, this is my first time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. And
no problem.
Perhaps we will hear your song during Hockey Night in Canada in the future.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
And good luck to you. Now, we're going to get right to a lovely song by Cadence Weapon right about now. And, well, maybe you'll...